All right. It has been a while. Sorry, we had a piece of equipment go down, and that caused all of our podcasts and reactions to halt production immediately. And then I, of course, had reactions to catch up on once we got a replacement audio interface. And well, the podcasts had to go by the wayside so I can get caught up. But now I'm caught up, and now I'm back to my already normally irregular schedule for the Daily Cup of Genre. But we're going to do our best just as we always do, because it is time for another Daily Cup of Genre here on the Genreverse YouTube channel, Genreverse Podcast Network. Excuse me, available on all of your favorite podcast apps such as, you know, Spotify, Google, Apple, whatnot. Give us a follow there. Leave a review if you could do stars, thumbs ups, whatever you could do. Do that. Help us out a lot. Over on the YouTube side, Genreverse YouTube channel, lots of great content. I mentioned all of the anime reactions. You can see a lot of those before we get to some podcasts back a couple weeks ago now. But we do have a lot of great content. I've also been doing live streaming. Just did a really long live stream last night. Final Fantasy VII Remake, getting ready for Final Fantasy VII Rebirth. We also have a couple other channels, Genreverse Clips. I haven't put many clips up in a while, but I will be working on that, as well as hopefully Christine, too, in the near future. And, of course, Genreverse Sports, where you can catch Watch More Football. Good show. Cam Clark, who does the Star Wars content here with us, is also on that one. LRMonline.com every day for all written, typed news, reviews. There's also the celebrity interviews from LRM YouTube channel. And of course, all of the podcasts go up there as well. And one last thing, we do have merch. So check out our Redbubble linked in the description box below. Oh man, I'm Kyle. Like I said, I had a long stream yesterday doing Final Fantasy VII Remake. I'm going to do some level grinding at some point before my next stream, so I can just kind of go through the story a bit easier. Only got 10 days till Final Fantasy VII Rebirth hits, and I'm pretty excited about that. I will be playing it on my superior to all consoles, PlayStation 5, as an exclusive, not sharing with the Xbox people who are actually going to be sharing games with us. And I'm not laughing at it like, Xbox getting owned or anything like that. I'm laughing because it's not that big of a deal. Time exclusivity is not that big of a deal. I have covered here on the Genreverse, I even made a playlist, and this video will be in it, Xbox discussions, where I've been talking for the last few months since the kind of wrapping up of the court case, and there were some documents and some quotes that were released that made it seem like if Microsoft Gaming didn't turn around and reach certain goals, that Microsoft could be stepping out of gaming in some way. Completely, partially, going publisher only, whatever. And then a couple of weeks ago, we started getting all these rumors about exclusives going over onto other platforms, and a what was probably once planned business and announcement type of event had to come out early and was done as a podcast. And they basically came out and said, look, we're not going anywhere. We're not halting hardware, which is good for consumers. They promised things like the most technologically advanced hardware ever seen in a generation like the Leap. Largest technical leap you will have ever seen in a hardware generation. That's the quote in there. And yeah, there are going to be some exclusives. They said there's going to be four. They're not anything that is current or about to come out. They've all been on, I think, Xbox for a minimum of a year, and they're going to be going to other platforms. And you can check out, of course, on the official Xbox channel, the official Xbox podcast, and LRMonline.com has the piece up. Cam Clark wrote that up. So good. I mean, that's good news all the way around. Still doesn't really speak on to anything that came out from those court cases and the like 2027 date. I've always said I don't want them going anywhere because that would be bad for consumers. It would be really bad for consumers. And I want to see competition to keep hardware moving forward. You think of AMD and NVIDIA and their competition with each other for graphics cards could be better. Intel has tried to be in that mix with Intel Arc, and they've got some things going for them. I hear Intel Arc cards are great for encoding, doing streaming. So you can get yourself like a nice lightweight, light on the wallet Intel Arc card, relatively, to do your video streaming, and then have something a little bit beefier for your gaming. And now you can have more raw power for gaming while not really taxing your hardware for the streaming aspect. So competition breeds innovation. It breeds price control within itself as people try to, you know, sell you their hardware or software, even in the case of video games. So I'm very happy that they're not going anywhere. They've still got a long ways to go to profitability for that division, for Microsoft Gaming itself. Hopefully not buying a bunch of studios in the upcoming years will mean that they have a better chance at getting in the black as Microsoft Gaming. And best of luck to them. But yeah, I will be playing Final Fantasy VII Rebirth, and I have no issues with timed exclusives. I think people, I don't know. I don't think there was ever such factioning, even in the heyday. And I lived through Sonic and Mario going head to head. I lived through Sega versus Nintendo, Super Nintendo versus Genesis, and all of Genesis derivatives. I lived through that, and I don't think it was ever as bad as it's been between Sony and Microsoft. And I don't get it. I was there at one point. I've mentioned I was a Sony fanboy when I was younger. I got my first PlayStation in 98, and I thought it was the greatest thing since sliced bread. And then the PS2, just, you know, you couldn't top that. And here comes Microsoft. And I already had a contentious relationship with Microsoft as a PC gamer and as a budding PC enthusiast back in the day. So here they come wanting to try to step on Sony's shoes. But I grew out of that relatively fast, you know. I pretty much never saw a game on Xbox that made me go, I must have that. And I know you're like, oh, Halo. Well, I had Half-Life. I had Star Siege. I had Star Siege Tribes. I had lots of first-person shooters on PC. I was good on that. Gears of War, just a shooter. Nothing really to get me going over there. Fable, nah, I got Zelda on Nintendo. Final Fantasy is my main squeeze for RPGs. So I just never got one. I didn't have. And then most of the games that were on Xbox that I thought were cool were beginning to be on Windows anyway. So just never needed the ecosystem. PlayStation had Final Fantasy. That's one of the biggest things I've gotten. And of course, I've loved like the Horizon series and whatnot. But for me, it's not about some sort of brand loyalty. It's about the content. I go where the content is. So I think timed exclusives are good. I hope one day people on Xbox get to play Spider-Man 2 or Final Fantasy. Well, you guys PC usually gets it, but you know, Xbox could get Final Fantasy 7 Remake and Rebirth and all of that. But yeah, that's what's going on. Xbox is not going away as of right now. still got to make money. I mean, businesses don't like to see divisions lose money. But like I've always said, I don't want them going anywhere, not without a replacement competitor. So speaking of competition for worst comic book movie ever seems to be going on pretty hot. Madam Web making a good run for that title. 13% on Rotten Tomatoes from the critics. And one second, let me write this down. I changed my timestamps up a bit. Madam Web's 55 from the audience, 13 from the critics on Rotten Tomatoes, 27 on critics on Metacritic, and 2.3 from the users. All bad all around, bringing in a whopping $15 million over the weekend. Oh boy, that's rough. So there's no, I always talk about Sony Pictures and what they do with their IPs. I've mentioned a few, you know, producers and stuff out there that I don't know how they have jobs. Like, dude, does everybody just have dirt on someone and that's how they keep their job in Hollywood? The amount of hate and distrust that people have with Sony branded comic book movies just screams stop. I mean, hell, there's conspiracy theories that Sony uses their Marvel properties to launder money. It's like I don't know if it's completely unbelievable. Come on, Sarahs. I don't know if it's completely unbelievable because, man, they make some really, really dumb choices and some really bad movies. And I think people have these rose tinted glasses about some of them Spider-Man movies, not the MCU ones, which are mostly good, but the Amazing Spider-Man films and even the original trilogy. I think there's some real rose tinted glasses, and I hope that never happens for things for like Venom, which I know was relatively popular, but it doesn't seem to have the fan base that people thought it did, at least not here in the U.S. Kraven coming out, like, oh my God, Morbius, what? And then Madam Web. I can't stand the people making these decisions, and they're hurting actors and actresses. They're hurting directors and writers. They're hurting some producers, you know, by putting out trash like this, man. There's also been some really rough PR stops, press stops with Dakota, or is it Dakota Johnson? Or am I mixing names up here? No, I think that's her name. They don't even have the stars. There it is. Yeah, Dakota Johnson. I feel bad for her, and even I think it was Sydney Sweeney that just might not understand they're not in the MCU. We know that Johnson had some agent switching going on recently. You gotta do your research, people, actors and actresses, talent on off camera. You gotta do some research. I wish people would stop working with Sony on these films. Honestly, you're not going to fix them. You're not. If you're sitting there looking at Sony Pictures like, I can fix her, you know, you can't. I don't know what it is, but the teams they have in charge that make some of these decisions just either aren't doing research themselves, which just speaks all sorts of crap about their leadership, or they're bad at making choices. Like, they don't get it, which is bad for them to be in that position. They need some advisors. Maybe they make great other business decisions, or, you know, make these bad ones not cost as much. I don't know, but maybe you should hire some advisors for them. But it does suck that they taint everything, man. And in a world where we've had such rough waters with comic book movies, even from studios we do relatively trust or used to trust, Marvel Studios, looking at you. And then the last few DC movies just tanking, really. This doesn't help. Listen, Sony, it doesn't help, guys. Doesn't. So stop it. Can you pull a Zaslav and shelve Kraven? Like, I honestly think that would be a more positive for the theater-going community, or cinema-going community. Theater-going sounds like, you know, stage, which is good stuff too. But cinema-attending community and movie lovers, it would be in everyone's best interest if you just shelve Kraven. They won't, though. What about the rest of the weekend box office as we round up this? Come on, Cat. What are you doing? She is all over me this morning. She got a brushing. She's a long-haired kitty, so she needs brushings. She is gorgeous, but she is rotten to the core. Anyways, so we have Bob Marley's One Love, biofilm, number one. Madam Web came in second place. Argyle in third, down from first. Migration up from fifth into fourth. And The Chosen, season four, episodes 4-6. I don't even know what that is. Rounding out number five, which is really, really freaking sad. The whole weekend bringing in a whopping $75 million there on the back of Bob Marley and Madam Web. Wonka still chugging along, well over $200 million domestically. In number six with The Beekeeper, Anyone But You, Lisa Frankenstein, and the new movie Land of Bad rounding out the top 10. It is a rough year, guys. It is a really, really rough year right now. I don't know what the box office will end up looking like for 24, the final yearly total. I think I had mentioned that that it will be below that it will be below last year's. How much will it be below? It's not looking good. It's not looking good. We brought in 8 and change last year. What was it? Sorry. My mouse is kind of acting wonky. We brought in, just shy of 9 last year. And let's see here. We're just shy of week 10. Last year we had already broken $1 billion by week 10. This year we're not, we are not there. It's going to be rough. If you can go out and support your local theaters, especially if they're not showing something you like, if they have like those special events showing old movies, or you know, music things, sports things, all sorts of like special events, the Studio Ghibli events that they hold every year. Keep those in mind. Go see re-releases and things like that to support the theater. You know, not necessarily the movies themselves, but at least help support your theater. Anyways, guys, LRMonline.com, written news, reviews, celebrity interviews, and more. Follow us on your favorite podcast apps for all of the podcasts. And, of course, those same podcasts plus anime reactions, trailer reactions, game streams, and more on the Genreverse YouTube channel. I've been Kyle. I'll see you guys next time. Bye.